The Simply Strategic Show with Tim Stevens and Tony Morgan.
Well, Tony, we're here, South Bend, Indiana. You, not too long ago, were sitting on the sunny beaches of Florida, which was probably pretty admirable place to be.
It was good.
We've had many days here with no sunshine.
The sun just does not come out this time of year, I don't think. There's like cloud cover and it's dreary. And, you know, this is, as I've stated before, if you're going to be in ministry, this is the place to be in ministry. These are real men and women of God.
Yeah, if you've got the stuff
or not. Giving their life, because when the sun doesn't come out, you know you're dedicated to your faith.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you were a pastor in Hawaii, I mean, how could
weenies.
You even...
Weenies in Hawaii.
You would question.
That's right.
Whether your motives.
That's
you wouldn't
right.
even know. Does this podcast go to Hawaii, by the way?
I have no idea. But anyways, we have a great show lined up for today. We're going to actually take a look at one way that you can improve the team approach to ministry in your church. And I'm really looking forward to this. So we're going to dive right in a few moments. I'm Tony, this is Tim, and this is the Simply Strategic Show. All right. Well, today we're going to focus on team building, and I think it's really one of the unique things about Granger, the team environment that's been created, and there are a number of factors that contribute to that. Part of that is just Mark's leadership. I mean, he has, from the very beginning, wanted to build a team of people to share life with and to accomplish ministry together. And so part of that environment culture at Granger is a result of his leadership. And part of it's about some strategic steps that we've taken along the way, Tim, to help create that type of culture. And we're going to kind of focus in on one of those today, and that's the weekly staff gathering that we have. So you want to kind of just give a little bit of background on what that's all about, when we started it, and what kind of brought you and Mark to the place where you thought this would be a great next step for the church?
Yeah, we have there's several different types of gatherings. You know, the senior leadership team gets together, departments get together, ministry teams get together. But there's one gathering every week we do that's the entire staff, and we call it our SWAT meeting for no particular reason. But it's an hour every week. It's on Wednesdays. It's at 11:30 to 12:30, and the entire staff, part time, full time, pastors, directors, support staff, everyone is there once a week. We spend an hour together, and we really try to protect that time as much as possible. And it's proven to be a hugely valuable time.
Yeah, so now this is something relatively new in the history of the church, just within the last couple years. And it's one of those deals, and Mark has talked about it this way, our senior pastor, Mark Beeson, that you completely flatten out the organization because everybody's there no matter where they are in the organizational chart and just all kind of sharing what's happening and talking about future stuff. In fact, there's kind of a formula that we use each time we get together, three different segments. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, I mean, they can kind of be, we're not big on alliteration, but they can kind of be lined up under three S's. I guess I'm an old Baptist, so
yes, you are.
It kind of just happens. But the three S's are stories, spotlights, and stuff. That's a technical term. Which we'll explain in a minute. But the stories are, we spend the first 15 or 20 minutes and we just kind of lay it open at the beginning and say, where have you seen God working this week? Yeah. And we ask them to share stories. It might be from services, but it might be from small groups. It might be from high school ministry. It might be from your own personal walk. But, you know, where has God been at work in the ministry, in the community?
And this is a good thing, because as the church has grown, the staff teams and the volunteer teams have physically in the building spread out so that there are some people we don't come in contact with on a daily basis. And because of that, you're not hearing those stories on a regular basis. And so it's the SWAT meeting, this weekly staff gathering, where we're actually hearing those stories for the first time.
Yeah, and you know, hearing the stories, it gives you the reason for why you do what you do. So, you know, my job may be cleaning carpets, or my job may be answering phones, or my job may be duplicating tapes. But when I hear these stories every week, it makes it all worth it. And it tells me this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And it really is a huge part of what we do, and has been a great part of that.
And then the second part is
the second S.
The second S is, you said spotlight.
Spotlight. We either spotlight a staff member or a ministry area. You know, with the church, the size we are, there's a lot of times there's ministry that staff and volunteers are engaged in that we don't even know about, mm-hmm. right, if you don't work in that area. And mm-hmm. so we at times try to spotlight a ministry. Other times we just spotlight a staff person because we have right now just over 70 staff. And so someone can be on staff that you never rub shoulders with. And so we put them up on a stool and we basically get to ask them any question we want. And
they can either answer the question, not answer the question.
Exactly.
Or you've actually introduced lying.
No, actually.
Did we get away from that?
Mark Beeson introduced lying.
That's true.
It was very pure when we started. and now he says that you can lie. So, but he's got a lot of strength, so that's one
that's
weakness.
Right.
It's not a
he's
big
allowed
deal.
To make those calls, isn't he?
Yeah. So and we ask him any question we want. And then we also, after that, we get to say, you know, this is why we're glad you're on the team.
Yeah.
And really affirm that.
And it's really uncomfortable to, well, for guys like me who don't typically like to share.
Like all that focus. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I it's not any fun, but it is.
We don't tell them ahead of time because we know that they'd probably flee or
I would never. I would never show up to SWAT if I knew that was going to be the case.
And with 70, you know, once you get it over, then it'll be
years.
Probably a couple years before you get back up there again.
And then the third section, you said a stuff.
Stuff, that's with a capital S. Stuff, S-T-U-F-F. But that segment is inside information. This is when we just try to talk about stuff that we're thinking about, stuff that's coming. You know, it used to be we would announce something from the platform on a weekend service, and a lot of our staff were hearing it for the first time, mm-hmm. and they're the ones that needed to help pull that off, and that was not a very good communication style.
Yeah.
So we really try to communicate that ahead of time.
So where did you pick up this idea?
I think some of this may have come from North Point. We spent some time with Andy Stanley, 3 or 4 years ago. And I think, I'm trying to remember back, but I think some of the ideas may have come from how they were structuring their staff meetings at the time.
And there's nothing magical about Wednesday mornings.
No.
That was just when it worked out for us to get most of the team together.
The schedule worked for us. And for the size we are now, this process works great. I should ask you, though, because you've worked in other work environments. How have you seen this add value to the church?
Yeah. This whole team approach to ministry, I mean, that's how I'm wired up. I love empowering others to accomplish ministry, and that's, you know, I was trying to do that in the marketplace too, but I've not seen the end results like I've seen here at Granger. And, you know, the thing is, too, I'm in contact with church leaders from across the country in my role with WiredChurches.com, and that's one of the frequent things I hear from people when they come into our environment and see how we operate together is they recognize that the team thing at Granger is really something that's unique. And I think sometimes we here take that for granted, and I know that you know, we really appreciate the effort you and Mark have put into really making that a focus for our ministry, because as Mark has said, we'll accomplish far more in the long run if we're working together as a team. And then frankly, it's just a lot more fun too.
Yeah.
When you can share life with people that, you know, you love to do ministry with.
It seems like it's kept us focused on vision and it's kept us tight as a team.
All right. Well, that's SWAT, and we thought we'd share some of the details of what happens in the day-to-day life of Granger Community Church. And got a couple more fun things planned for this podcast. So this is the Simply Strategic Show.
Tony, one of your responsibilities at Granger is leading up the whole WiredChurches.com emphasis, and something that's been really successful in the last year or two that I'd love you to talk about is our one-day workshops.
Yeah. WiredChurches.com is Granger's ministry to other churches and church leaders, and a couple years ago, we started offering one-day workshops on our campus, and what we do is we group 3 or 4 topics, a variety of different topics on one day, and invite invite teams from other churches to come, and they can select one of the three or four topics and go through the day and learn from our ministry leaders at Granger Community Church. And it's been fun. I think people really appreciate being able to get that training all in one day and hearing directly from some of our key leaders at Granger. And it's been pretty incredible to see the response, and that's the area of wiredchurches.com that continues to grow faster than any other training that we're offering right now.
So what's an example or two of maybe some of the most successful or more popular workshops that people have attended over the last year or two?
Yeah, a couple of them. The one that we continue to get more and more people coming back with their teams is First Impressions, and that is a workshop that Mark Waltz, our pastor of Connections, teaches, and it's based on the book that he wrote by that same title. And the workshop is focused on the experience outside of the auditorium. So everything from that happens between the parking lot, going through the children's ministries, ushers, greeters, how to help make that guest experience a positive one before people even step foot into the auditorium and into the service. And that's been a fantastic workshop. And then people are always curious to know what's happening in the arts area at Granger. And so there are a couple of workshops that we offer in that area, Maximizing the Arts and Maximizing Media, focusing specifically on the videos that are created for our services. And those two workshops are pretty popular as well.
Yeah, and our first workshops for 2006 are coming up here in, I think, less than a month.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Are there any that we're offering for the first time in 2006, either in February or later in the year, that you're pretty excited about?
Yeah, we're bringing back the workshops that have been most popular in the past, and then we're offering a couple of new ones. One is called Intermission, and it's going to focus on how churches can step into a missions ministry at their churches. And then the one that we're starting to get a lot of conversation about is the church planting workshop that our senior pastor, Mark Beeson, will be teaching. And actually, it's kind of hard to believe because the ministry is almost 20 years old now, but Mark actually planted this church 20 years ago. And it was just him, his wife, and his three kids at the time. They came to the community and started the church. And so Mark has a lot of stories to share about that experience. And he can share what has worked, and he's got some stories to share about what hasn't worked. We're really looking forward to him offering that in the coming year. In fact, I think the first time that happens will be in March, so it's not too far away. Yeah.
Okay, and to find out more information about these workshops?
You can go to wiredchurches.com.
You're arriving with the sound of thunder and rain. You're arriving in the calm of the wind and the waves. You're arriving in the glow of a burning flame, a burning flame.
Okay, well, I think it's time we shift focus from business and get a little bit personal here, Tim. People are loving the intimate moments section of our podcast, and so
I think it's a little weird, but yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, you know, I thought today it might be fun to talk because the internet is so much a part of our ministry and how you and I do life.
Yep.
I thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about where we're hanging out on the internet these days. You up for that?
I'm ready.
Are you
up? Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I'll kind of start. And I've been, I kind of group my web surfing in probably three different categories. I'm using blogging a lot, and so I use bloglines.com, and I'm tracking, I don't know, 90 some different feeds right now, and it's a wide range of stuff that I look at. And there's other church leaders that I'm monitoring, and some others that are in the marketplace writing about leadership and marketing and communications. And
Blog Lines lets you or alerts you when anyone on a blog you've subscribed to has new
a
entry.
Post. Okay. Right, yeah. So you can go to one spot to monitor as many blogs as you want rather than surfing from page to page. So
cool.
That's one area that, that I am on frequently. How about yourself?
I'm similar in that. I'm also kind of gotten into the last 6 months to these podcasts, and so there's several of those that I subscribe to, get them dumped on the iPod, and then listen to them when I've got an idle moment when otherwise wouldn't be able to do anything. So
like, what are your favorite podcasts?
Different categories. I mean, there's some that are church related and some that are just kind of fun. I'm somewhat of a technical geek, and yeah. So I love to hear. I've subscribed to podcasts from CNET and just hear kind of technical updates from G4, which is kind of a tech channel that I enjoy. Also,
you got any video?
Yeah,
podcasts that you're following?
You know, there's one called Rocket Boom, and Rocket Boom is kind of entertainment news, or entertaining news, and I just find that fascinating. We get some ideas on video treatments from that. I'll see an idea every now and then. We'll pass along to our video guys and say, hey, you know, give this a shot. So
yeah. Now, the other thing that I have a list of, I don't know, probably 100 different churches across the country that I am, I don't know, every couple weeks just kind of flipping through to mm-hmm. their main pages to see what's happening at those churches, which sometimes that gives some creative ideas then, things that we can steal.
Sure, absolutely.
from churches.
Creative license.
That we can use here at Granger, too. And it's just fun to see what God's doing, too, of course, in ministries across the country. So I do spend a lot of time in that area.
Yeah, and there's more and more churches that are doing some awesome stuff, either on the internet or with the internet, about what they're doing in their ministry. And I find that interesting as well. It's not just the big churches. You know, medium-sized, smaller churches are doing some pretty cool stuff that we can learn from and we can take and plug into ministry.
How about in leadership, even almost business management, any of those areas? What are your favorite sites that you're monitoring these days?
These days, that's almost all blog-related.
Yeah.
Or news-related. I use the Google homepage, and with that you can get your news based on keywords. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's browsing thousands of newspapers and magazines and periodicals, and you know, you can plug in anything and then just read news on that topic. And so really that's kind of either doing that through news articles or through blogs is kind of how I'm getting my information these days.
Well, there you have it. We're unfortunately, we're not that deep.
That wasn't real intimate, was it?
It wasn't, but it's part of how we spend our lives. So I thought it might be helpful to share that. That was Intimate Moments
with Tim and Tony.
For more information on the Simply Strategic Show, visit wiredchurches.com.
Well, you're actually a little bit tanner, Tim.
You think so?
Yeah.
You see it in my face?
I actually,
on top of my head.
Tim and I got away with the four other pastors from our senior management team last week and headed off to Phoenix, but it wasn't all fun.
Doesn't seem like we spent a whole lot of time in the sun.
Does not seem like it, because we were meeting almost every day for a long, long time and hit some great topics. And we thought next week that we could, in our show, share a little bit about what happened in that meeting retreat getaway that we had last week. So check back with us next week. This is the Simply Strategic Show, and we'll catch you next week.
Hi, everybody. Harry Carey here. You're listening to the Simply Strategic Show. For more information, visit wiredchurches.com. And while you're there, check out the one-day workshops at Granger Community Church starting in February. Cubs win! Cubs win!